USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package continuing, the Senate will take up their own stimulus measures this week. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley tells Fox News that he feels the American people can't wait for a deal from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
So the Republicans in the United States Senate this week are going to move through what's really urgent and what we know that there's bipartisan agreement on, and see if we can get some debate in the United States Senate to move something along. We can't wait for Mnuchin and Pelosi to get together.
As air travel slowly recovers in the midst of the pandemic, the TSA says they've screened 1 million passengers in a day for the first time since March. The Transportation Security Administration says they screened 1.03 million passengers at the nation's airports on Sunday. It's the first time the passenger count has exceeded 1 million since March 16th. Despite the rise, that's still nearly 60% fewer passengers from the same time last year. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
While former Vice President Joe Biden takes a break from the campaign trail to prepare for the final presidential debate on Thursday, President Trump's campaign says he already has a game plan in mind. Senior campaign advisor Jason Miller tells Fox News that the information on Hunter Biden's laptop will be brought front and center at the debate one way or another.
Well, if Kristen Welker, the moderator, doesn't bring it up, I think you're pretty safe to assume that the president will. Again, these are real simple questions that Joe Biden needs to answer to the American public. And keep in mind, this is also supposed to be a debate on foreign policy. I know the debate commission is now trying to move the goalposts yet again and working a bunch of other issues, but we're going to talk about Biden's support for endless wars. We're going to talk about the pallets of cash, where that will loaded up the billions of dollars, sent them to Iran, and then you better believe we're going to talk about all the foreign corruption, the foreign money that's been coming into the Biden family. And if Joe Biden can't answer these real simple questions, you know he's running from something.
The final presidential debate takes place Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Six current and former Russian military officers are accused of orchestrating a number of destructive hacking attacks on international targets. The indictment, unsealed on Monday, accuses the six men of attempting to disrupt American hospitals and businesses, the French election, and the Winter Olympics with a wide range of cyber attacks. The indictment claims the men specifically targeted attacks in order to promote Russia's geopolitical interests. The six, however, are not accused of attempting to interfere in American elections. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is taking several days off of the campaign trail to prepare for the next debate. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has called a lid until Thursday's debate, which means, in essence, no public events are scheduled for the former vice president this week. While campaigning in the battleground state of North Carolina on Sunday, the former vice president took President Trump to task on his handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
He told Bob Woodward in a taped interview that the disease was deadly, much worse than the flu. And here's what he did. According to the New York Times, 3-4 days ago, his administration gave Wall Street investors a heads up. But he didn't tell us, just his friends on Wall Street. That's why they made so much money, by, quote, selling short. Well, who got sold short? Y'all got sold short.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.